You're listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. This is the NOVI Field Guide.
Even though strangely on learning this, we feel a certain disappointment at being robbed of a delicious childlike fear. Mankind's fear of wolves is perfect. It surpasses our dread of tigers. We find them more dangerous than sharks. Why? Why this terror of a beast half our weight and almost identical in appearance to the dog, the most beloved animal outside our species? It is not his appearance that stops our heart. The opposite, his invisibility. It is possible to live in the same habitat with a wolf for years and never encounter him. He is elusive. We know he is near, for we see his tracks. We know he kills, for we see the remains. We know he lives because we hear the howl. And that howl has created our attitude toward the wolf more than any other of his habits or characteristics. A trapper once tried to describe it. Take a dozen railroad whistles, braid them together, and let one strand after another drop off, the last peal so frightfully piercing as to go through your heart.
Thank you. There was an old couple who decided to drive cross country in their car. Both of them were almost legally deaf. About 10 miles away from home, the burglar alarm for their car door got stuck in the on position. They drove all the way to San Francisco like this. You could hear them coming for miles. The alarm didn't seem to bother the old woman at all. She thought it was sort of pleasant. Near Chicago, she said to her husband, "It sounds like faraway bees on a summer day." Her husband said, "What?"
You can read the signs. You've been on this road before. Do you want to go home? Do you want to go home now?
One of the major airlines used to run a kind of lottery, mostly to give passengers something to do while the plane was waiting in line on the runway. The stewardess would hand out lottery tickets, and you peeled the sticker away. If you had the right combination of numbers, you won a free trip to Hawaii. If you didn't, you didn't win a free trip. The airline discontinued the game when there were too many complaints about the timing of the lottery. They said, "Our surveys tell us that our customers felt that waiting in the runway was the wrong time to play a game of chance."
In my dream, I am your customer. And the customer is always right.
He said, "You know, to be really safe, you should always carry a bomb on an airplane. Because the chances of there being one bomb on a plane are pretty small. But the chances of two bombs are almost minuscule. So, by carrying a bomb on a plane, the odds of your becoming a hostage or of getting blown up are astronomically reduced."
You're driving, and you're talking to yourself, and you say to yourself, "Why these mountains? Why this sky? Why this road? This big town? This ugly train?" This
So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright.